Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
And we are having a tremendous conversation in my mind with a young man who, at the break, I just realized he's 19 years old. Which is
I have ties over the
19 years old, and he's currently also going to Farmingdale, SUNY at Farmingdale.
SUNY Farmingdale, yes.
Studying business and talking with us in reference to the family business, which includes his grandfather, his grandmother, and himself, and his sister, which is Canisius, Italian Canisius, provolone, which is the first.
Yeah, provolone and potato.
Provolone and potato, excuse me. Broccoli and cheese. And then peas, cheddar, and jalapeno.
Exactly.
With maybe some more on the way. You know, it's possible. And we will be the test audience for that.
Yes.
If it comes along. And the great thing about it here on Project Independence and You is bringing in somebody like this because it's intergenerational. We talk about senior events, senior happenings, senior everything. But it's so wonderful to see a 19-year-old working with his mom and his grandfather. And obviously, talking to Lenny, this is not something he was forced to get.
No, he's more than willingly.
100%.
Yeah, he's in this.
Really. Oh, I agree.
I'm ready to take this business over. I'm not ready.
Now, slow down. Get your degree first.
Not
and
ready,
don't be taking
course.
It from your mother.
But I'm definitely head, you know, I'm focused. I want it. It's something that I could see being very big in the future. So, you know, it's going to be a success, I feel.
And so far it has.
Exactly.
You know, John, during the break, we were talking and Lenny was saying that he's taking business courses also. Mm-hmm. The point is, what they're teaching, he's living.
100%.
It's very real.
Yeah,
I could be in class one day and the next day I'm out there actually using what I learned. Like some kids say they don't use what they learn in class. I on the other hand can say that, you know, I'm thankful enough. I'm out there using it as we speak right now.
No, I agree with you 100% because you're the marketer.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the outside guy. And yes, you read something in a textbook. I mean, obviously I went to college, I got my degrees. You read something in a textbook. When I went back in 2000 for my second degree, mm-hmm. and that was really so much easier because half the stuff, I didn't have to read the books. You know, you had life experience that you could turn around and incorporate into an essay or whatever you're talking about. So you're reading something maybe for the first time in a business class at the age of 19. But then the next day you're going out and you're doing it and you say, that doesn't really work. This makes so much more sense.
Mm-hmm. You get to experience, you know, right from wrong. Firsthand, you don't have to really listen to anyone else when you're out there doing it.
Right.
You have to make it work one way or another, and you find out the best way from experience.
Yeah, you're building your own data bank.
That's true.
100%. Actually, you know, going back, I'm taken back to you're 19 because going back when I first met Lenny, which maybe 2 months ago, it makes no difference when it was, and I walked into Restaurant Depot and he had a table set up with samples and different things, and gregarious, outgoing, and here you are 19 years old. And those people come into Restaurant Depot, not knocking the place. It's a wonderful store, but it's a restaurant wholesale. So these guys are not coming in for chatting. They're coming in to get their produce, etc., and get back to the kitchen and start cooking for the day. Place is a mob scene. So that takes a lot of guts even then because it's not a little mom and pop audience.
Yeah, no, it's very... It's very demanding. You have to be on the ball all the time. You can't, you know, you have to know your numbers. You have to know, you know, the way to speak to people. You know, you have to speak respectfully, of course. You can't just have anyone out there going and promoting your product if they don't know the ropes. You have to know a lot about people too, to, you know, kind of make them like you.
If they don't like you, it's going to be
hard.
You have to hit the ground running.
Exactly. 100%. Exactly. You have to show them that you're very serious. You know, you know what the end result is, that there's going to be business between both of you. And in the end, everyone wins.
Hey, John, just think, we're going to be able to say we knew Lenny.
That's it. We knew him when. Actually, the important thing here, and going back to Project Independence, is this is what our seniors should be doing. Raising people like you, which is the truth. And I'm not going to give you phony compliments, but your grandfather and your mother, not your grandmother, and your mother have to be proud Because sure. that's really Definitely. How it works. Everybody is a product of the person ahead of them. And sure. and obviously, you're coming from good stock, so to speak.
That's what I believe the same thing. Thank you very much.
No, it's a pleasure. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And if your mother's listening, good job. Good job, Mom.
She will be listening. I bet she is.
So now, we said earlier, any surprise flavors that might be coming? What?
Well, we're getting a lot of input from various people, okay. people who I see in the stores, friends of ours, family, everyone. But we have to choose very carefully. Mm-hmm. Because any wrong step could mean a lot yes. in this kind of business yeah. at this stage. The earlier on you are in a business, the more direction you can change with such a small decision.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. It's a good point.
It's a very very touchy subject. You have to
No, I'm not even thinking of that. It's a good point. You have three wonderful products right now. One product, three wonderful flavors.
Yeah. Exactly.
To turn around and make something that you might think is good, and David and I say, well, God, did you try that? It was terrible.
Yeah, no, we don't want that kind of...
You've taken a hit that you don't need to
yes.
take.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have to approach anything new very, very cautiously.
Exactly. We have to make sure that everything is... The new flavors are exactly what everyone is looking for
right.
in the market, that there's availability, that there's even shelf space from, there's many different... things to think about when we're thinking about new flavors. Also, we're very early in our business,
right?
So we don't want to expand too fast,
right?
Because
no.
we could the faster you expand, if you don't actually have a stable business structure, it could fall apart very easily,
right?
Especially when you extend yourself that far.
Well, an important thing that Lenny just said is shelf space. People don't realize the
yes.
importance of shelf space, because all of a sudden, if your product and you add another one, doesn't sell, mm-hmm. they move you maybe 3 foot over. But that 3 foot over could be a killer, because
yeah.
everybody walks down the aisle, it's right in front, and now I make a left, say, to go to the checkout. I'm not
and
making
miss,
a right
yeah.
to waste my time.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. counter space next to the cash register
oh, yeah.
is gold.
Mm-hmm.
In our case, we're in the freezers because it's a frozen product.
Okay.
The product could be refrigerated, but they store it in the freezers and in places because it stays for longer, of course.
Sure.
Yeah,
are we going to look for it in Trader Joe's coming up?
We're slowly and steadily expanding. We actually got an offer from Stop and Shop very early. They wanted our product, but they, those kinds of places, big corporations like that, they mandate that what's in one store has to be in every store. And
oh, really?
Frankly, we were too early to have that kind of production power, kind of distribution power.
Yeah.
We're very young. I understand it's a good product, but we have to really take it at our own pace. And that's
oh,
the
sure.
best way to approach this whole situation.
You know what I want to touch on, and you may know more about it, David, because I heard you mention it before. And I see there also in a Restaurant Depot, Gabelli?
Gabilla. Gabilla's Knishes.
Gabilla's Knishes.
Yeah.
Now, they had the fire maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah, yes. They had their plant burned down, I saw on the news.
And took the world, it seemed like there was a crisis. Nobody could get them.
Yeah, it was the end of the world.
Right, you couldn't. it was months. That there was no Knishes.
It's funny. At that time, around that time, we were actually first starting our product. So it was funny. People were pointing fingers. People
oh, really?
Yeah. I don't want to say that, but it's true. We wouldn't do
no,
anything
don't.
To sabotage another business. It's a fair, competition thing. We don't want to. But people do say that our product is comparable to that product. And that's a very good compliment because they own the market currently. They've
right,
owned
right.
the market for, I don't know,
no,
years,
I've had their
years.
Stuff, and I agree with you.
Yeah.
But yours is very, very similar, except you
but
kick it up a notch with the flavoring.
Yes. It's basically a sort of, mm-hmm. it's a Knish, but there's a little difference that puts you apart from it. So you're running on parallel tracks.
Yes, exactly. We have small flavor things like the provolone, of course. The three
yes.
flavors alone, that just distinguishes us from the rest of the other Knishes. And the fact that we use whatever we can, our best ingredients, of course. You never want to undercut because you could see it. You could see it in the sales. You could see it in people's, how they like the product.
Right, right.
It shows very much.
Now, you have to put into the product what you and your family are putting into your life, and you're putting in all the right ingredients. If you turn around and skimp, to use your enthusiasm and your grandfather's and your mother's, to sell something that I'm going to take it home and say, what the hell did I buy this for?
Mm-hmm.
It's slop. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, you're putting your family love into your into your product.
Exactly. It all really comes from our family values, how I was raised. I was raised by a great family. My mother and my father, everyone was
By the way, it's interesting that you cook. At what age did you start cooking?
I started on the barbecue, as a matter of fact. I started grilling. I was a hot dog guy, burger guy. Now I'm the grill master. I went to steaks, doing pork chops, everything. But little by little, I was in the kitchen with my mom whenever my sister was out or, you know, whoever couldn't help my mom. I'm always helping her in the kitchen, cut things, clean things. I'm a big washer. I clean the pots and pans perfectly. She loves that.
I'd love you, too.
And, you know, I started cooking maybe about 4 or 5 years ago. I was young.
Wow.
Or, you know, relatively young.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's how things happen. When you get into something, it's you know, it's a passion.
Exactly.
Bottom line, at the end of the day, you got to love, you know, if you're going to be doing this, and hopefully you will for the rest of your life, with, you know, expansions and different things going on.
Of course.
I mean, 85,000, it amazes me in 1 year. To start up a product like this.
It was very tough. It took a lot of running.
Oh.
It took a lot of work, time, energy, mind power. We were, by the end of the first year, we were dead. But we saw the progress, and we couldn't stop. We had to keep going.
Are you
the sales force?
The whole family actually is a sales force. We have actually my Aunt Gina marketing and advertising. I'm advertising myself. And Gina's mother is actually doing some of the sampling that I do myself, where you met me.
Okay.
We have like a lot of family.
I just caught. Who's Gina?
My Aunt Gina.
Aunt Gina, okay.
Yeah. She's the, she markets the product.
Mutt's sister.
She does the accounting.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a combined effort. It's so family-like. It's very
family-based.
Right, it's
tremendous. It really is.
Yes.
You know, it's like the Kennedys of Canisius.
It's a very good analogy.
Okay. No, it really is. I mean, and the most important part of it, which we want to, keep going back to Project Independence, is it's getting involved in stuff that can keep you in your neighborhood, in your home, and keep you happy. I mean, not every grandfather is going to have a grandson like you and a business going on, but there's other things that seniors can do to get involved with a passion. It doesn't have to be a business. If it's a reading group, if it's pets, if there's so much stuff in the town of North Hempstead that they could get involved in.
And the experience of the seniors is being passed down to next generations.
Absolutely.
Because we've done some of these things.
Yeah, that's the most useful thing. Learning from older people. You know, you say you try to put yourself in someone else's shoes. You learn better than, you know, when you're on your own going through your life because they've already been there. They've done
That's
it.
That's right. They've been there. They've done that. They've tripped. They've picked themselves up. Mm-hmm. And they're passing on their experience to you.
Absolutely.
It's very important.
And it's very refined. It's very, you know, senior experience is very fine-tuned. It's they know, like, every aspect of everything.
It came with the pain and it came with the love.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lenny, our time is up. I told you this was going to go fast. It's a half hour, but it's amazing. This is wonderful. We wish you the best of luck, and we're going to have you on again. There's no question about it.
I appreciate it.
You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.